Hola.
Hi.
Bienvenidas a Super Mamás.
Super Mamás.
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and sisters.
I have two beautiful girls, Krista, who's 4, and Sabina, who's 1.
And I have a handsome baby boy, Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, listas?
Here we go. Hi, Super Mamas. This is Bricia, and this week in the podcast, we have our little sister here with us, Elizabeth Lopez. Oh my God, we had so much fun recording this episode. We are going to learn so much about her, and she's going to teach us a thing or two about learning how to trust her children. It's an incredible show, one of my favorites, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
What is cracking?
What's going on, ladies?
What's going on? I feel young today. I'm probably going to throw a lot of slang today.
Go.
I'm still in the Beyonce mood.
I know. That was like the best night of my life. That's what I told my husband. I was like, last night.
Another day we married. Nothing like that.
I was like, last night was the best night of my life. And then he looked at me like, what? I was like, I mean, like, you know what I mean.
This year. I mean,
like, as a concert-wise.
Concert-wise.
Concert-wise, that was the best concert I've ever been to in my life.
It was. It was so much better than the one we went before.
Oh, I know, right?
It was very, I think because...
It was by far my favorite Beyonce concert I have ever attended.
Right.
I think I have gone to every single one of her concerts. This one was just way too lit.
It was too much. It was... a friend of mine was like, it's just very empowering for females.
It was just the best. I don't even know. If you guys are able to catch her touring, her world tour, go.
This episode is brought to you by Beyonce.
No, you guys should really go see her.
No, it's like, you know... I know there's a lot of people that don't like her, but
the show,
just like the production, her as an artist, she's like an athlete. She just, from beginning to end, the energy is like 100%.
I mean, you're right. I think like you've made a great point how you said that she's like an athlete. Sometimes when I watch basketball games or football games or baseball games, I'm like, who are these people? Like, okay, sometimes when I would watch like Kobe play, for example, right. Like, when Kobe was like at his prime, I used to go to a lot of Laker games back then. And I would just, there's like, they were dancing on the court.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do these people do this? Like, are you an alien? Like, you're not human.
It's
like,
2 days after the concert and you're still hurting from going to the concert.
And she was already doing another concert. And I was looking at her tour dates and I'm like, at what point do you just chill?
She doesn't.
Like the next day.
She grinds.
Oh, she works. No, she grinds Monday through Friday and works Friday to Sunday.
That's right.
That's what her song says. But I was like, oh my God. Like I was so dead Sunday. So the concert was Saturday.
Let's talk about the differences on our Sundays.
Oh my God. Yeah, the difference in your Sunday and my Sunday. So the concert was Saturday and we went with our little sisters. It was the three of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got a little turnt. I'm going to admit it. And
you're allowed. It was Beyonce.
It was Beyonce. Okay?
It was so much fun.
If any of you guys would have seen me, I didn't even recognize myself.
She was unrecognizable. She was about to get her ass kicked.
I was telling you, I feel like I would like, transported out of my body. I think I was so euphoric.
It was just crazy. And the energy, right? Like 60,000 people around you just singing and jumping and dancing. It was just insane.
But after the concert was over.
That was the fun part.
After the concert was over, you guys, my sister and I and my other sister, we walked. Okay, Elizabeth and I did the math. We walked legit 5 miles, dude.
Probably.
Legit.
Dude. Legit. It was like crazy.
Okay.
So we decided to take an Uber because last time we took a car and we took forever to get out of the Rose Bowl.
It took us like an hour and a half to get out of the
Rose Bowl. So we're like, no, we're not going to take a car. This time we're going to take an Uber and it's going to be easy and they're going to pick us up and we're just going to be there, you know. Wrong. It was the worst.
It was the worst experience of my life ever.
Like, it was so badly coordinated. There was people sleeping in the grass around us.
I was about to fall asleep in the grass and you didn't let me.
I know, because I had to go home.
I was like, you guys, I'm just going to sleep here. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Like, no, I don't care. I
couldn't leave you.
Because people
were sleeping in the grass because they sent us to an designated area for Uber, quote unquote, and there was no reception.
There was no reception and there were Ubers there. They're like, we can't let you in.
Because there's no reception. We have to go where we have reception. And we're like, this makes no sense. We were offering people money.
I was like, take this cash. You guys, I was offering like a good amount of cash.
Right.
And they wouldn't take me.
They wouldn't take us. People were crying because they were trying to get out of there.
Yeah, and they couldn't.
We couldn't. You know, thank God we found a hot dog chick on the way. We had a hot dog.
And then I threw it up later.
It was really bad. But it was horrible. Trying to get out of the Super Bowl was horrible. Like,
of the Super Bowl. The Rose Super Bowl.
The Rose Bowl. It was horrible. It was a horrible experience.
I woke up the next day and my entire body was aching. Like, what are these muscles called? Your quads?
I don't even know.
Because I guess...
Tu chamorro.
No, chamorro is this one.
Oh, okay.
Chamorro are the... Whatever. These. No, these are my quads. Here, like the front, like long muscles.
Yeah.
I feel like I weightlifted like 200 pounds 100 times.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Saturday. Like, I can't even sit down and take a poop. Like, it hurts to sit on the toilet. Like, if I sit on the toilet, I have to, like, put my hand down. Like, I'm so happy in the restaurant we have that bar. And I use, like, the...
accessible?
The handicap bathroom because it has a bar. So I hold on to it to sit down. When I go up and down the stairs in my house, I have to go sideways and I go one leg at a time. I am not exaggerating how much.
I mean, we walked so much.
Are hurting.
At the end of the night, we had to like leave
I
premises.
Wish I had a Fitbit. we could have known how much we actually walked.
We left the premises of the Rose Bowl and we walked until like this abandoned road.
I don't remember walking. I think at some point I was just like a zombie.
And my let's do this. I have to get home to my kids. I got home at 2:20 in the morning.
I told my husband that story. He was like, that's a real super mama, Paulina, going home to her kids. I'm like, honey, what are you trying to say about me? I was trying to sleep on the grass.
I was like, I have to go home. Tita was like, let's just stay. I'm like, no, I got to go see my kids. They're going to like, the thing was that I knew that Sunday, it wasn't going to be like, oh, I'm going to stay in bed. You know, no, my kids wake up at the same time. I was like, I need to get some sleep. Like, I need to go. I got home like at 2:20 and I had like a short, it was like a romper. It was like a short.
You look good. By the way,
I had a short romper and like a vest. So I was shaking. I was shaking in the taxi. I realized this morning that I hit my head and I was it was really bad. I got home and I got in bed with my husband and I was like, just hug me, please, because I am so cold. I thought I was going to come down with a fever. And then, yesterday my kids woke up at exactly the same time. No,
they did not go to the Beyonce concert.
They did not. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? I still had to go to church. I still had to, like, you know, be a mom all Sunday. I was Snapchatting yesterday like at 8:30. I was like, guys, I am dead. Like, I was dead. And I Snapchatted the whole concert, by the way. Sorry. Yeah. People, I know some of you were like, what the hell, but I just couldn't help
it. The next morning, Tita and I were in bed. Because Tita came over. Tita Elizabeth, our sister, came over.
She went to a party afterwards.
Oh, okay. How did she go to a party? Okay. How did she go to a party afterwards? I was just done. And this girl was like, oh, I'm going to the party. She came over the next day. She got to my house, I think, like at 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning. She's like, I went to bed at 5 a.m. I'm like, 5 a.m.? That was like 4 hours ago. What do you mean you went to bed? You mean you haven't slept since last night?
Oh, man.
So my, okay, and I'm going to sound like such a horrible mother, but when I was in the concert, my baby actually was throwing up, and he was throwing up too, like me, aww, like mommy. He threw up because he's been really sick in his stomach.
Right.
So my husband was up with him from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So when I got home, my husband had just gone down too.
Then he had to get up and take care of you.
Yes. No. So then when I woke up the next day, when we woke up, the baby woke up, my husband took care of the baby and then put the baby back down at 9 a.m. Because he was just so tired. My baby went to sleep from 9 a.m. to 12:30.
What?
In the middle of, like, in the morning, because you're, he hadn't so slept. Lucky. And I was like, oh, my baby, thank you. I love you. You're like being good to mom. I'm just like, and I laid in bed with Elizabeth until like 12:30 p.m.
My daughters were like, mommy, leche, cereal, let's go to church. I was like, okay, let's just do this.
But the whole morning, Tita and I were looking through Beyonce's like videos, trying to figure out, like, we're like, look how close this person was. Like, look at her ass jiggle in this video.
So many things, so many realizations at that concert.
Oh my God. No, it was honestly like one of the best experiences of my life.
Yeah, and I'm glad we got to do it together with Tita because it was fun.
Speaking of Tita.
Tita.
Our Elizabeth. Guest. She's like, no, your mic is off. Elizabeth is here, you guys. I think one of her mamas called and said that they wanted to hear from her little sister. They had some questions for her. So she's here in the studio with us today. She's not a mom yet. And honestly, apparently we have non-mom listeners out there.
Right.
I hear more and more from them. I'm like, you're not a mom? And you listen to the show?
I kind of was a Elizabeth's mom for a while back when she was like a tiny kid.
Yeah. So,
you know.
All right, you guys, when we come back, we have my little sister here with us, Elizabeth Lopez.
AKA Tita.
Tita, ASAP Tit. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Hey, Tita, you just gotta.
And we're back. What up, Chilis?
What's up, everyone?
La Chili Pili. Can you tell everybody why that is your nickname, La Chili?
I have a lot of nicknames in this family.
But you're the only one who has a nickname.
I have multiple nicknames.
You're the only one with a nickname in family.
Yeah. Like true, yeah.
Like true, like legit.
Let's see my repertoire.
Go.
I have Tita. I have ASAP Tit. Tit. Chill Pill. And Borachilis.
Borachilis?
Yeah.
La Chilis.
La Chilis.
La Chilis.
Chill.
La Chilipil.
And any variation from
that. Any variation of
and
chill.
And ASAP Tit is just because her name is Tita. So that's her OG nickname is Tita.
Yeah.
But there's like a crew of rappers. Like ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Fur.
ASAP Fur. And she loves the ASAP crew. So then we call her. Yeah. So we called her ASAP Tit.
And other people are like, how come why do you guys call her Tita? And I was like,
I have no.
Oh, you don't know
why?
Oh, because this is apparently the story.
Okay, tell me.
That when I was younger, I like when they asked me what my name was, I said Tita. Oh wait, sorry. That was a terrible story.
That made no sense at all.
No, okay, so we were, a lot of people in Oaxaca call me Bettina,
right?
So, Bettina. But I couldn't say that when I was younger. So I said Tita instead of Bettina. And so that just stuck.
Sure, Tita. Okay.
I think that's what mom said. Because what else?
I thought it was like, because people were like, oh, Elizabethita, like chiquita. You know, in Mexico, Elizabethita. So then you just cut it to Tita.
No, I think they just made my name a lot longer. Like, Elizabethita. Like,
I thought it was Tita from
Water for Chocolate.
Like Water for Chocolate.
Oh, or Tito's Top 4x4. 4x106.
Tito's Top 4x4. I remember Tito. What's up, Tits?
Hey. So recovering.
I know. How do you do it?
I don't know.
How did you go to a party after the concert?
I really regretted that decision as soon as I got to the party.
You had no sleep, number one.
That's the worst.
Zero sleep.
That's the worst.
Zero sleep.
I slept sitting. When I watched the party, everyone was like partying. And I went to I went into a room and just sat down on the chair. And I passed out for like however long. And I woke up trembling. Trembling. And I walked down. People at 5 a.m., people were still going. I was like, what's happening? Like, how are you guys still alive? So we have this group. It's called Team Traffic. Shout out Team Traffic.
And I don't think Team Traffic listens.
No, I don't think Team Traffic. Whatever. Shout out Mitzi because I know Mitzi's listening. We like to all like listen to music together, go to concerts together, just like have a good time together. And then there's a couple of guys in the group that are DJs, and so they wanted to do like a Yuma DJ. Like set. Yuma is from like stems from Coachella. There's a Yuma tent that's like all deep house, and so they didn't want to do it at someone's house. So they got someone's house and they go right on until 5 a.m.
It's like I have no idea what you just said.
Okay,
I have no. You don't speak. Were you speaking English right there? Was that English you spoke? What a difference! Like what a difference. 10 years, tell me. Her and I are only 4 years apart. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, sure. Elizabeth and I are 11 years apart.
Yeah.
So it's like a huge difference, right? Like even like from when I was her age and her now, like
okay,
the things that she does.
To mom and dad, okay?
To mom and dad. I think that's why, you know, we wanted to bring her in because we wanted to like the difference even between us as siblings. Like the things that she does now with mom and dad and the things like that I used to do with mom and dad are like abysmal.
The things that you admit to doing to mom and dad.
The things that I would get away with and the things that she tells them what she's doing. Like she doesn't even have to hide
like
it.
Like you told mom when you first had sex.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Oh, this is how mom found out I had sex. This is the story.
Okay.
I remember I wanted to buy some tampons and she was like, no, Elizabeth, do not buy a tampon. Only buy tampons. Hold on. Only buy tampons after you've had sex.
See what I'm seeing?
And then I was just like, okay. And then all of a sudden I started wearing tampons and she was just like, notice. And I was like, yeah. Drops mic.
But see,
it was a good advice too. It didn't hurt.
Yeah. And then like,
which one, the tampon or the sex?
No, the tampon. Oh.
But see, like, you know, I had a child and dad still forwarded a movie.
I mean, he still does that. I think it's really, oh my God.
Tell me.
I just remembered.
Go, say it.
Because I watched this movie the other day. I don't know why. But it's called the Chris Rock movie, I Think I Love My Wife. I went to the movies and saw that with mom and dad. And it was the worst movie ever to see with mom and dad. I don't know why. I don't know why we would go see that.
Why would you even?
And then he was just like looking over and he was just like, cover your eyes, cover your eyes, cover your eyes. I'm like,
He told you to cover your eyes?
Yeah.
Wait, let's go back to mom telling you not to wear a tampon.
Oh, yeah.
Until after you had sex. Okay. Because you're the only one in this room that knows how to wear a tampon.
Right. Where did you learn?
At what point?
From the box.
How is it that we don't get it?
From the box. It's so easy. I did exactly what the box said. And it was just like.
Have you read the box, Ricia?
I don't think I think I throw the box away because I packed them nicely underneath my.
I mean, I was scared. I didn't know where. Or how it worked. And then I did it. And I was like, this is the best invention ever. You're like, I'm so glad I'm using it now.
Yet, Molly and I are still on the pad train.
We cannot.
I can't do that.
What about your friends? Do all your friends wear tampons?
Yeah.
Paulina, I think we're the only people
no,
in the
no,
world.
But what about like other things like the Diva Cup and all those new inventions?
Diva Cup, no. I've never really heard of anyone wearing it. Oh. But I've heard. We've talked about it.
Right.
We've talked about it, but we don't really think that's really sanitary. So. I mean, I'm sure. I don't know. I wouldn't want to try it. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. So then what is the biggest difference? I mean, okay. So then here's some of the things that Elizabeth gets away with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One, she had her boyfriend sleep over her house.
Yeah.
When she was in high school.
Mom would make breakfast for them.
Yeah. Okay. One day we're like, one day I showed up to the house and Tita nonchalantly was walking down the stairs with her boyfriend, and I'm like, excuse me?
How the hell did that happen?
Okay, number two, another thing, like, what? My mom, you guys, you know, we all love her, but mom tends to get upset very easily.
Very easily.
As I do, as do I, as do I.
Me too.
And my sisters are now living with my parents.
Right.
She's transitioning into her adult love and adulthood. When are you moving out, by the way?
July.
She's like, never. but she, so she moved back in with my parents after college, and now she's moving out again. But during that time, she's living with my parents. And I'm like, how is it living with mom and dad now? Because mom tells me that, like, she gets mad and tries to scream at Tita, and Tita just goes, "Mom, chill. Mom, relax."
Because, like, she gets mad over the weirdest things. Like,
she has always, though.
But, like, I guess now I'm just like, relax. Like, what's the, like, why would you get so mad? Why would you get so worked up? There's no reason. Like,
does it work?
Yeah.
How come it doesn't work with us?
I mean, she still kind of yells. But then in my mind, it works. I'm like, all right, chill. And that's it. That's how I got the name.
Or, like,
chill.
Sometimes she doesn't come over to sleep.
Yeah.
But I text them.
Okay, I remember that time. Okay, but see, it was a weird transition, because I remember one time Elizabeth called all three of us crying because she was, like, having a meltdown because mom yelled at her over text.
Oh, yeah. over text.
Right? And over, she was like, scary. You guys gotta talk to mom. And I was like, why? She was like, because she said, she was so mad at me. And I was like, what did she say? It's like, she sent me a text. And I was, like, laughing my ass off, because I was like, mom sent you a text and you are, like, calling me to talk to her? I was like, you obviously did not live what I lived, Elizabeth. I was like, a text.
I wish
nothing.
I would have gotten a text. I wish. Oh my God, I used to get the little chirp. Okay, so when I was in college, I was in college. I was like a grown ass woman. I was like 19 years old.
Legit. You were not that grown, Bricia.
Okay, in my head I was. Okay, fine. I was 19 years old, living with my parents. And I would be, you know, with my boyfriend doing whatever. 1 o'clock in the morning, I thought, was, like, so late.
Right.
And, you know, I'm, you know, saying goodbye. Or I'm, like, you know, with my boyfriend in the car. And I would get this chirp with my next cell. Chirp, Bricia. Chirp, chirp, Bricia. Like, my dad would chirp me in from my next cell. Oh, and just, like, oh, my God, my God. I have to go back home. Yeah. I have to go back home.
That was the worst, because you couldn't hide it because he was your dad's voice. Like,
chirp, chirp. Bricia.
And he wasn't like, Bricia, where are you? It was like, where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, we're going. He's like, you have 20 minutes to get here.
And we'd be like, oh, my God. And Elizabeth was just like, whatever, text, like, Dad, I'm not coming home. Chill.
Bye. See you later.
See you later.
That's like, it.
How
did that happen?
I don't know. I guess they trust me.
Maybe. No, you
they
know
trust
what?
Me. I don't know.
I think the biggest difference, I always said it, and I think it's great. I think, like, Elizabeth and mom and dad have, like, this very open communication that we didn't.
Right, right.
No, I mean, that I could tell them things. I could tell them a lot of things.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think back when I was your age, dad was still, like, a very, very, he was just different, you know. I couldn't tell him things like, I'm not gonna come over to sleep. Yeah, right.
Oh, Dad, my boyfriend's sleeping over. Sure. I remember one time I had a boyfriend. I was in high school, and he was in my room. I was sick, and he came to visit me.
Oh, yeah.
I was sick, and he was in my room, and he showed up, and my boyfriend was in my room. You know, like 7 p.m. You know, like, everyone was home. But my boyfriend was in my room, and then he got so mad at me. Oh, yeah. And I did end up going to prom. He didn't let me go to prom.
Oh, so it also had to do with the guy, too. He loved Ryan.
I mean, we went to Vegas with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
At the time. Like, he was just, like, crazy.
When we went to Vegas, and Tita had, a luxurious suite with
With her boyfriend.
And her boyfriend. And then we all got, like, regular rooms.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
You're very lucky.
I know.
And then another question that some of the moms wanted you to see was, like, how did, because you graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
You went to a great college.
USC, fight on.
So here's the thing, because a lot of moms are like, a lot of moms have older kids. Mm-hmm. So they're in high school and they're going to go to college. Like, number one, like, how do you recommend like a mom talk to like a high school kid? Like, how do you keep them in line? So like, one, you know, they make the right decisions in their life in general, like, you know, making the right decision, staying in school and going to college. Like, how would you talk to your mom about just like keeping it chill?
Keep it chill. I think definitely open communication's like key. I mean, mom and dad didn't really have open communication with them when I was in high school, but I did with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking about like what's like the most important thing, like keeping your grades up, but then also like personal life, like what's going on in your life, like how are you doing, like are you having sex, like here are the tools for you, like here, like there's so many options of like birth control, condoms. That's why I really liked my health class in high school, because I learned a lot. And just talking to them about like what are their goals, what do they want to do. I mean, I didn't, when I was in high school, I just didn't really, I knew I had to get good grades, but I didn't know where I wanted to go, where I saw myself. I just knew I had to get good grades because or else mom would get really mad. Like, I just knew I had to get that done. And then the whole thing, I went to Dominican, and then when I got to, Dominican is like a university up north that I went for a semester. Then I came back and went to community college for 2 years. And that's when I had to get the inspiration like from myself and motivation for myself to get out of there, because I knew I just didn't want to be there. I knew I had to do something to also just make my family proud of me and do something huge. Because I remember one thing that Brisa said to me one time was like, all right, like I went to Mount St. Mary's, Fernando went to UCSC, Paulina went to a college in Mexico City, like, you're the youngest. You need to, like, outdo all of us. Like, I don't care what you do. You need to outdo all of us. And I was like,
I said that?
Yeah. And I was like,
I didn't even remember.
I was like, yeah, like, okay. I was like, all right, well. And then I went to community college. And then I was like, well, what can I do? I said, you know what? I'm going to go try USC. And then I even went to my counselor, and they weren't even that much of a help.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. They were just like, where do you want to go? Like, they gave me all these Cal State options. I'm like, no, like, I want to go to USC. Not that there's nothing wrong with Cal States, but I just envisioned, like, USC, like, it has such, like, a prestige reputation, and, like, I wanted to be a part of that. I'm like, no, like, I want to go to USC. They're like, oh, you know, like, it's going to be harder work. And I'm like, yeah, I know, like, give me the classes that I need to take. And they just gave me a sheet, and that was it. I only went to a counseling appointment once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, all I need are these classes. Like, let me just get this done. And so that's what I did. And now.
And then I remember you getting better grades in community college than you did in high school.
I did. I think it was just like I had more.
You had a drive.
I had a drive. Yeah. I was working here at the restaurant and studying. And then I just had more, I don't know, what's it called, organization. I had a lot more things on my plate that I could organize a lot better. And I liked it. So, and I really wanted USC. Like, really, really wanted it.
I know. You did. And it was great because you got like a full scholarship too.
Yeah.
Not only did you got into USC, but you got a full scholarship.
Yeah.
Unless you have some secret student loans we don't know about.
No, I mean, I just studied. Like, I remember it was one class, economics. No one got an A in that class except for me.
I remember.
I was so happy. Like, the first test I got was a D. And I was crying because I was like, I'm never going to get into USC with a D on my transcript. And so I went a bunch of study groups and talked to the professor, went into office hours. And I was just like, all right, I need an A. Or at least a B. Like, give me a B and I'll be fine. But no, I got an A. So that was really exciting.
Oh my God. That's cool. But like, okay, but when you were in high school, you said you didn't have that like huge sort of open relationship with mom and dad, right?
No, not really.
So I guess my question is, what would you have wanted from a parent at that moment? Or what did you get from us, from Paulina, me and Fernando, that really helped you sort of navigate high school? Because I feel like right now, if like I already forgot what it's like to be in high school. Do you know? And I remember like the hardest years of my life were junior high. That I remember. And it's really tough, like, kind of being a girl that age, like 12, 13 sort of time, because you're going through so much, your body's changing, and then like junior high. But like in high school, it's sort of like when you kind of find your way, but yet like you still need to like have sort of like a clear vision of like you have to go to college, like don't mess up kind of situation. But like what would you have wanted, or what did you get that like kind of
like one is like taking interest in like what I'm doing, like what do you like to do, you know, like for mom and dad. And like I didn't really join any clubs, but I wish I did, but because I just didn't have that freedom. I was just always scared, like I couldn't, like you say, like I have so much freedom in high school, but I didn't. They wouldn't be like, you can't go to this party, like you can't do this, like you can't, like you can't see all your friends, like you have to come home right after. And so like I just went right home after. And I just did homework. I was like in my like room, just like me and my TV. That's where like, the love for TV just happened, because I would watch TV all the time. And so, oh, encourage your kids to read more, because I didn't read a lot. So definitely reading a lot. I don't know, just open communication, like knowing that your parent trusts you is like a lot. It's really a big thing.
I just think like from a parent perspective, I just think like at that age, you really, I mean, you want to trust your kid at that age, but at that age, like you are driven by your hormones, your emotions, you know, you're going through so much change that I think also from a parent perspective, it's hard to just let go, because it's a lot of the control, I think, from mom and dad for us. I think it was that they were just scared of, you know, I guess getting pregnant or like going into drugs or like, or you know, going in like
to make into a car accident. Like it's just always like a disaster.
Right. Yeah. And I think.
But does that, I mean, but that's going to be forever. Like,
yeah, it happens to me now.
I think. Yes. Yeah. So I think like what we need to like start today, even with our kids, now that I'm like hearing Elizabeth back. I think like I need to do is just trust my kids since now. And it sounds so like kind of may not sound as like, what do you mean trust your kid? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like trust my kid. And that's why I also love the Rye approach, because that's sort of like one of the things they teach you to respect and trust your child. So trust that your child is going to. It's something as simple as like when he sits down to eat, like you have to trust him and like, okay, you're going to eat. Not like being there all the time, like, come on, like do this and do that, you know, like trust him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I'm coming across.
No, yeah, totally. Because I think like as parents, we just want to control every situation for our kids, because in our head, we think we're going to make it better and we're going to make them, we're going to save them from whatever.
And I think like if we don't start since now, like what's going to stop us? What's like, well, I'll trust him when he's what? When he's 30, I'll trust him when he's 20, I'll trust him when he's 10.
Right.
Like, at what point are you going to embed the trust if it's not right now? Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to trust your kids since the beginning.
Right.
Since like, now, we need to start practicing to trust our children, because by the time they're 6, 7, if they don't trust you then, like, okay, oh, here's one trust example for Rye. So they always teach us that never sneak out on your kid and your kid. Never sneak out. Never like go through the back door, because you're afraid they're going to cry that you're gone. If you're leaving, tell him, okay, I'm leaving and I'll be right back. I'm leaving, but I'll be back. So every time I leave the room, I tell my kid, I'm leaving, but I'm going to be right back. And if he cries, he cries. I don't go back and say like, okay, no, I'll stay here with you. It's like he has to trust that when I leave and I say I'm going to be back, I'm going to be back. I have to trust that whatever I say goes, because if he doesn't trust me, then how is he going to trust me later?
Right.
I remember one of our Rye facilitators told me that she had a student that was like, that said like, oh, Mia, I don't really trust my mom all that much, but like she was a great mom or something about like trust. And she said, you know, when I was a little girl, she used to tell me she was going to take me to the circus. But when we got there, we got to the doctor and I would get shots.
Yeah.
Because if I said she had told me I'm going to take you to the doctor, I would cry. So sometimes like we like lie to our children about certain things because we don't want to hurt them like that. We're going to the doctor, but it's, you know, like, or the shot's not going to hurt. Like, it's going to hurt. Like, you can tell them, like, it's going to hurt, but you'll feel better after.
That makes sense.
Do you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, no, like, totally makes
like,
sense.
I feel like, and if we don't start practicing this right now, like, at what point are we going to stop that sort of pattern from happening? Right.
No, I see what you mean because I noticed that with Krista, like if I tell her we're going to do something, we have to do it. Not that we have to do it, but she's expecting that to happen. And sometimes I thought that she would forget, you know, like, oh, she'll forget about it. But then she'd be like, Mom, you said we were going to do this. Like, what happened? And then I have to like explain to her, oh, you know, this changed or whatever. So that's why I always tell my husband, I'm like, don't tell her we're going to do something that we're not. We have to tell her exactly what's going to happen because at that age, they need to know what's going to happen because that way they will feel secure.
Right.
They still feeling insecure when all of a sudden you start changing things. And actually this today I received an article from Sabina's teachers about routines and change because, you know, they're going to be changing into some of the kids are going into an older class and things like that. So they're just saying how important it is to keep everything around them the same. If things are going to change, just to keep try to keep everything around the same because they feel very unstable at this age. If
right,
things
like
change.
At home. Like
yeah, I think it's true. Like they need to know that if we're going to take them to school, we'll be back. You know, if we're going to, you know, because then I think that's why a lot of kids cry because parents just like all of a sudden you're there, all of a sudden you disappear.
Yeah, or say like, oh, no, daddy's going to pick you up. Or I feel like sometimes we underestimate what they can understand.
Right.
You know, like if I drop off my kid and be like, okay, I'm going to come get you later. Like I have to go get him because I'm like, oh, I should have said daddy's going to come get you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he knows like, oh, daddy's coming or mommy's coming. Like he needs, like we underestimate their little brains.
We do. I saw that yesterday. Because when it's kind of like a different subject, but kind of goes to the same thing. Krista, when she was Sabina's age, I would only give her baby books. Like, just, you know, little, like, colors and things like that. And that's all I would give her because he was, like, from ages, this and this. So now that Sabina is exposed to the old, to Krista's books, she doesn't go to the baby books. She wants to go to the older books. She wants to see the, you know, the more things. And I was like, why didn't I give Krista that? I thought it was not, she wasn't going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But we underestimate their brains because she is catching everything. And it's because she sees me how I treat Krista and I don't treat her like a baby. Like I just, they're both the same. And I realize like, I'm like, oh my God, like I could have done things different with Krista. I mean, she's fine and nothing's going to happen to her, but yeah. I'm like, I underestimated her a lot. I underestimate Krista all the time and she always surprises me. Like she catches me off guard many times because of that. So I think we shouldn't. We should, like you say, we should trust them and trust ourselves because I think a lot of it has to do with our own insecurities. Like we try to be like helicopter parents, overprotective, you know, like, oh, que no se caiga, que no se lastime. Oh my God, you know, but they're going to fall and they're going to break something. I broke something, you know, I think we all like fell at some point, but we just want to protect them so much and take care. And we're taking care of ourselves by that, like our own insecurities and our own failures, and we are reflected on our kids, and I think it's a very important pattern to break, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which leads us to our favorite segment, Patterns to Patterns, where we're gonna ask our guest Elizabeth. I hope you're prepared with your pattern to pattern. So we'll be right back, guys.
We're back
from our 1 hour break that we just had. And we're back with one of our favorite segments, Patterns to Patterns, brought to you by Seventh Generation. Mm-hmm. And where we ask our guest about our generational pattern that they want to break in their life. Elizabeth, is there a pattern that you want to break in your life right now?
Yeah, I do. I really want to continue, or yeah, continue, because I've already really thought about this, just saying I love you to the people that I love, like my sisters, my brother, my mom and dad, my friends, because it's such like a small thing that you always forget to say to people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to just remind everyone that's important to you that you love them and how grateful you are to have them in your lives.
That's a great one.
That's great.
Was it last week we had dinner with dad and mm-hmm. mom, and we were talking exactly about that, like
yeah.
we are still having trouble with that ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
I
it's
do.
Very easy for us to text each other I love you, mm-hmm. but it's hard for us to say it in person, like yeah. you know, it's as a family, all of us,
yeah,
it's hard, like we're
not a very affectionate family.
No.
Like we are, like if you yeah. saw us, like we, like you'd be like, what are you talking about, like, but we're not, like, and this came up because I was listening to my husband talk to mom, mm-hmm. and I was like, how do you just come say these words?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I love my dad, and, like, I've written him stuff, but, mm-hmm. like, for me to sit down and talk to him and, like, tell how much, like, he means, like,
yeah.
I he's feel made like, me cry over text. Like, I just, that yeah. he says.
Yeah, but that's
but
what
like,
I'm saying.
He would
like,
never tell me to my face.
Right.
Exactly.
Because
it's
I don't,
so easy.
Because I feel like, once we start saying those things, like we get choked up,
yeah, uh-huh.
and we can't say them. So that's something that our family has to like break and get over and like work little yeah. by little. Mm-hmm. That's why I took mom for dinner that night, and my husband's like, just go and just like talk to her and like start that sort of that relationship of like just being right. openly loving, mm-hmm. which
it's
is
hard.
Difficult
it's a
for
thing
us.
That yeah, yeah it's a thing that we have to work on as a family. We just, you know, I think it's awkward, right, to like tell dad all these things, like
yeah, even I mean like to you, like to
in
every,
an
like,
intimate place, I yeah. mean, you know, we can like, you said like a beautiful speech when you receive that, you know, for dad, but would you have said that to him like just if it was just us having dinner?
No, probably not.
Also, yeah, and it's hard for me because I'm the most sentimental and
no.
more than me
out of all of you.
No,
and I cry all
you can
the time.
You can cry right now.
I can cry right now. There was a moment back then I almost cried and I said no. Like I cry a lot, so yeah. it'll be a lot hard. It's way really hard. A lot harder.
I know. We had a moment at the Beyonce concert and yeah. we both started crying.
I bawled. Bald and told Brisa how much I loved her.
Aww. Yeah,
and how much she means to me.
See how we make it into a joke?
We just, always
yeah, we
do.
See, it's see how we do jokes.
Yeah, see how we do it. But see how seriously. That happened right now. Like right. that just happened. Like you're like, and then you make it into a joke to make it less awkward on ourselves.
No, we do.
That's weird.
We yeah. do, because that day we were telling Dad the same thing. Like, oh my God, Daddy! Oh, he was like, you guys don't understand that. For me to express myself, I have to make it into a joke. And we were like, that's true, we all do that, like I think mm-hmm. that's why we make so much fun of each other,
yeah,
because when we're yeah. trying to get real, we're like no, nah, we can't, so when we start like just making fun of each other, it's our way to say I love you.
Yeah.
But that's a pattern that then wants to break.
That's great, Tita. It's a really good pattern.
Thanks.
I commend you and I second you.
I third you. Wait, you were saying that you wanted to add something about trust.
Yeah. And so one of the biggest things is having trust, because then your kid, your child, your teenager will just come to you and tell you like it, like the truth. Mm-hmm. Because then if you're not open to listen to them and like really know and not judge them or not criticize them for what they did or how they feel, then they'd come back to you next time they have a problem, or next time like something great happens to them, or next time there's a huge moment in their lives that they want to share with you, but they're just like scared.
Right. No,
so
that happened to me.
That's like the biggest
lot.
Thing, like just trust and yeah. like be open, be honest, and don't criticize.
Right. I remember when Elizabeth started just sharing things with me. At first, I felt awkward. I was like, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do with this information? Because it was, you know, I was never used to that. But then, you know, I was just like, okay, yeah, you know, that's cool. And then next time she would tell me, the next time, and then we would just have, we still have conversation mm-hmm. like that. So I was like, I think I learned a lot from my relationship with Elizabeth to just be, you know, I think you were my you got me open to listen to those kind of things. I was like, oh my God, do you tell this to mom? Like, oh my God, you know? And so I think you're right. I think you're right. It was kind of like, it was hard on my part at the beginning to see you as a woman and like as an individual, because I always saw you like as my little sister, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think we're there. We're getting there.
Yeah.
I still don't see her as a woman. She's still little tits to me. Little tits.
You still only see her little tits.
Well, thank you guys. And again, this segment was brought to you by Seventh Generation. For more information on Seventh Generation products, please visit seventhgeneration.com. Another one of the products that I'm loving from Seventh Generation, I think I spoke about them, about this one before, but I just want to re-talk about it because I absolutely love it. Was it detergent with the lavender scent, Paulina, that you posted on Instagram?
I told you.
Especially after this week where I had like my baby threw up in the morning at night. Not the Beyonce concert day, but like 3 days before.
Right.
He threw up at nighttime, and then we had to like wash all the sheets at nighttime. Then we put him down to sleep. He finally slept. And when I came home, when I went back into his room, Paulina, when I got out of my room, the hallway just smelled because he had massive, like, diarrhea.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
But, like, I had to throw away his PJs. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't wash these. Like, so his sheets, I mean, I'm not going to throw away his sheets, obviously. But I washed them with that detergent. And I was like, oh, my God, like, using that detergent actually like really helped me.
I love that smell.
Because
I
love that smell. Now like there was some like, not that it was like an air freshener for the room, but like it helped. You know what I mean? Yeah,
no, definitely. Definitely. So clean sheets always help, you know, they leave that smell in your room.
Yeah, so Seventh Generation, you guys, seventhgeneration.com. You can also find a link to their website on our show notes on supermamaspodcast.com. We'll be right back with our Supermama pick or tip of the week. Back.
We are back
with my sister's favorite segment, the Supermama pick or tip of the week. I have a few.
Me too. I have a few,
but I'm gonna save them. I'm gonna save them because every time I get to this segment, I'm like, what am I gonna talk about? But like, so I'm gonna only give you guys
products.
One.
I got some new products that I'm trying on right now, so I'll let you guys know.
No, but I got some new things on Amazon that I am absolutely loving. So do you want to go first, Paulina? You look very anxious to share.
No, every morning when I put on my deodorant, I'm like, I have to share this. And then I forget. So we all here in this room have a huge issue with odor.
I don't. What are you talking about?
You don't? Okay. Brisa and I.
Yeah.
And more when after I was pregnant, my armpits got really dark, really, really dark, and it was such a huge issue for me for a long time. So last year when I went to Yosemite, before I went to Yosemite, we stopped at Whole Foods, and I was like, I should try like a natural deodorant, and I picked one that is called Earth Science. I kid you not, I washed my armpits really well, and then I started using it. Sometimes I don't use deodorant for 2 days.
What?
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, and before I would have to use deodorant about 3 or 4 times a day.
Oh, wow.
A day. It was so bad, and it's all natural, and it smells like lavender. I right now have the rosemary mint, but I had the lavender because they ran out of that one. But they have really good products. My husband uses it too. He was using like... My husband was using clinical strength because he, you know, it was because he works in the kitchen. So I was like, you can't do that. It's a lot of chemicals under your arm. So he started using that. He loves it. We all love it. I think
I use that in baking soda.
Yes. Guys, stop using chemicals under your armpits. Mm-hmm. You absorb everything. That's really bad. Use a natural deodorant.
I use a different deodorant that I'll share next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I use that one. It was great. And baking soda made a huge difference.
Huge difference. And it cleared my armpits.
What?
What?
I should try it.
Elizabeth?
Yes. I don't know if everyone knows, but I recently went on a Euro trip.
You did.
Oh, you did. And you took 6 weeks to Europe.
Yep, 6 weeks to Europe all by myself. It's incredible. So one of my tips of the week, or tips of life, I guess.
what is ASAP tips life for tip for life?
Just to allow your kids to travel, like when they're in high school or when they're in college, really encourage them to study abroad if you're in like that time. Because it really opened up my eyes to like other things, other people, got me talking to a lot of different people around the world, got different perspectives, and I think that's really important. For everyone. So just to travel personally.
That's cool. I wish I would.
And you travel on a budget too.
I travel on a budget.
People think it's so expensive, but like
I went to hostels, Airbnbs, just did everything like really.
Yeah. I want to give Elizabeth credit because we pay for her plane ticket, but everything else she took care of herself.
Yeah.
So that was really good. Really proud of you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Grown ass woman.
Mm-hmm. And it was pretty freaking cool. Sorry.
And she also Tindered over there.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. Okay. Tinder overseas. Shout out.
Okay. My pick this week is going to go to my baby's new shoes.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
My gosh.
They're the cutest.
Did you see the ones that he put on yesterday?
Sorry, no, I didn't. I was dying.
Whatever. So I have been looking for a cute pair of shoes for my baby for a while.
Right.
Because like Mo's baby, he's got really wide feet. Mm-hmm. And sometimes like if you want to put him on sneakers, like the Vans or like certain brands of shoes are cute for adults.
Right.
But when it comes to like a 13-month-old, I didn't feel like they were as comfortable or as efficient.
Right.
So I tried some Pettipeds and I loved them, some Robies and I really like them, but the design, I was not like crazy about the design.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like
the choices are limited at that age.
Right, right. Like they had Robies and Pettipeds.
To have like cute and like...
Cute and comfortable efficient, and efficient. Comfortable, yeah, efficient and cute.
Yeah.
And I have been in the hunt for shoes forever. I've been looking on Instagram. I've been like looking for everywhere, like hashtag cute baby shoes, like just like that are not, and two that are not like $60, right? Because I am not going to spend $60 on my baby shoes. I don't even spend $60 on my shoes. So I found these shoes and their brand is called Levi and Luca. Mm-hmm. And you guys, they are the cutest shoes for they have for girls,
right? Yeah. For kids,
because sometimes like it's easy to find for girls, but like for boys isn't as like our options are limited. And I got him two. I got him the Captain Close Toe Sandal. That's one, the one that has like a close toe sandal. How cute is that one?
Those are so cute.
And then the other one that I got him were the Livy and Luca grip sneakers. Oh my gosh, I love them.
Like, and he's going to be a walker soon.
Yeah,
so
soon.
He's going
yeah,
to be
so
able
he actually
to
needs
them.
Like yeah,
the support.
Support. And even him, like, I love them. Like, I have actually seen a difference of him, like, standing more and, like, actually a little bit more, like,
just, yeah, because like, they need the full support all around
all
their feet.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like in some other shoes, like, I'm like, I should have gotten these shoes earlier because he's like standing up and, you know, they're perfect for him.
Right.
And I just want to give a shout out. I found them on Amazon. I was just like looking and looking. I have been looking for shoes for so long. And then somehow these came on my Amazon feed. I'm like, oh my God. And they were like in the high 20s.
Oh, they're
high
20s,
low, high 20s, low 30s.
I did see the girls and they're a little bit more expensive, but boys' shoes are always a little cheaper.
Yeah, they were like in the high 20s, low 30s. That's where I got them from. And I was
from
like,
Amazon?
From Amazon.
Oh, nice.
I got them from Amazon. So Levi and Luca, I will post these on our show notes on our website, supermamaspodcast.com, and our Instagram.
@_supermamas, and also on our Facebook, Supermamas Podcast. Also, you can check out our website, www.supermamaspodcast.com, and there is a link there to our closed group, which is getting bigger and bigger by the day.
I know. I can't even keep up with them anymore. I know.
I'm like, what? Wait.
Well, you're more on Facebook than I am, so you're kind of like the moderator of all of us. But
I told one of our friends, I was like, maybe you should help us be the moderator. She's like, I don't know. What is that? But it sounds important.
Because it's, yeah, I mean, yeah. There's like, it's getting, it's awesome. Like, I can't believe it. I'm like, oh my God.
I love seeing like people that don't even know each other and just helping each other and yeah. giving encouragement to each other. Mm-hmm. And just, it's great. Tita's on the close group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. The other day, I turned off the notifications because it was just like popping up every like hour. I'm like, oh my God, I can't contribute like to this. I don't know. I don't know what to use for these like for these problems. Like, I don't know.
Well, maybe if you were around your nieces and nephew more often.
Oh my gosh.
She helped me out. She totally helped me out that one time. She totally came through.
No,
for
she
me.
Stayed with she stayed with Sabina too and she I was like, that was easy. School.
And yes, Tita's gonna have a meet and greet at her Super Mama social. She's going to have a booth there, which is we're going to have a kissing booth, a meeting greet.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a meeting greet.
Sponsored by Tinder.
your meeting greet is going to be from 2 to 2:30. If anybody wants to get in her autograph, a picture signed with my little sister, you guys get your Supermamas Social tickets, supermamasocial.com. supermamassocial.com. Just go in there, buy ticket links. We're gonna start promoting heavily. Right. We already have a bunch of vendors. La Libreria is gonna be there.
Little Libros
is gonna be there.
Viva los cupcakes
is gonna be there.
What's this Mexico gonna be? Mexico Collective.
We're gonna have Lily Love, who you all heard last mm-hmm. week. She's gonna be in our panel. Roxy Limon is gonna be in our panel. Patty Rodriguez is gonna be in our panel. I mean, like, we're gonna have all the Super Mama guests that have been on the show are all gonna be there. It's gonna be a day of just fun. We're gonna have arts and crafts.
We are.
My girlfriend Lisette is mm-hmm. actually gonna Lisette Amaya. She's like one of the best artists.
She's the one that did your mural.
She also collaborated. Yeah, she did the mural in my baby's nursery.
And she collaborated.
And she collaborated the mural here at the restaurant. She is going to be hosting the arts and crafts area for the kids, so you guys, you really can get a better deal. Right. $15 tickets, early bird. Get your tickets now, supermamasocial.com, and we will see you there. Any last words, tits? ASAP tits. Chilies?
Chill pill. Just relax and chill.
That should have been your tip of the week. Just chill.
Say
how you tell mom. How do you say with mom?
Mostly I just tell mom and dad. Mom. Just like, chill, mom. Just smile for my Snapchat, mom.
Oh, my God, yes.
You guys, follow Elizabeth on Snapchat to see my parents in action.
Oh, I'm so sad that they're back in Mexico now because now
Wait, there's going to be a Mexico edition.
Oh, yeah. She's going to Mexico.
She's going to Mexico. So follow her on her Snap at Liz A.
It's like LIZZ_AYY. I made it really complicated.
Also follow my sister on her Snapchat,
Pau Dad Love.
And me, just Brisa Lopez. Alright, ladies.
Paulina Lopez was taken.
Super Mamas, we're out.
We are out. Bye
bye. Bye, ladies. Super Mamas. Be awesome.